This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. As the nation is battered by a perfect storm of societal, medical, and environmental troubles, President Donald Trump will make his case for another 4 years in accepting the GOP nomination. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
He painted a dark picture of America when Republicans first nominated him in Cleveland. Tonight, the president will say he's spent the 4 years since cleaning up the mess Joe Biden has created over 47 years. In excerpts of remarks he'll deliver on the South Lawn, he calls Biden an empty shell of a candidate, previewing what's likely to be an ugly 10 weeks before Election Day. The speech was nearly put off.
I was actually prepared to postpone
in case he needed to visit the Gulf Coast, which the president says got a little bit lucky when Hurricane Laura passed quickly. He'll go to Texas and Louisiana this weekend. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris stepped up her criticism of President Donald Trump Thursday, blasting him for a lack of leadership on the coronavirus pandemic hours before Trump's planned address on the final night of the Republican National Convention. In her first major Trump-focused speech since she joined the Democratic ticket, Harris said the president had bungled the response to the coronavirus, which has killed more than 180,000 people in the United States.
Donald Trump still won't take responsibility. He still won't act. And the tragedy in all of this is it didn't have to be this bad.
Harris and her running mate, former Vice President Joe Biden, have been largely silent during the first 3 days of the GOP convention, during which Republicans have tried to link them to violent protests.